evening.
Good evening.
Hugs for Matt.
Hugs for Matt.
We can begin if you like.
Okay, am I the only one?
No, there's two people on. I'm not sure who the other one is.
No one identified themselves.
Yeah, as I said, I'm not sure who's on, but
we can get started if you want to.
I'd appreciate it.
Okay.
So we are. We're studying tonight Pasuk 134 from Section 7, from Parasha Vayera, from the Sulam Commentary on the Zohar. And we'll start with the L'Shem Yehud. L'Shem Yehud kutshabarichu ishkinte vidhilu urchimu uthilu uthilu urchimu. Le'achta l'Shem yudhe bavavhe. V'yehuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael. Limud Torah mitzvah. La'asok Torah mitzvah. V'ahino am Adonai Eloheinu aleinu ma'asei yadeinu k'nenei aleinu ma'asei yadeinu k'nenehu. Mahu omer achare beloti haita li edna achare beluti be'afar mehayon kama shanim haita li edna v'chitosh v'ya adoni Saken shechayom kama shanim sheyatzat mimeni velo hifkidani. The translation. What does it say? After I am grown old, shall I have pleasure? After being wasted in the dust for many years until this day, shall I have pleasure and be renewed? My Lord being old also means that it has been many years since you left me, and you have not visited me since. My commentary. This pasuk is clear as written. The relationship between body and soul is reflected in the physical world as similar to a husband and a wife, or male and female. Questions, comments, thoughts.
Well, I saw it as a comparison between the Abraham and Sarah being childless for so many years, and then the news that they're going to have a child, and comparing it to the grave waiting for the soul, waiting for resurrection, or the body waiting for resurrection after so many years, and then hearing a heavenly voice saying it's time for the resurrection.
When we read the Bible, we read the Torah, that's really what we hear is that, you know, God is talking to Abraham and he asks, where is Sarah? And then they announce that Sarah's going to have a child, and she laughs, and that whole conversation. And it's very, very clearly on a physical level, it's a conversation that's being had in a meditation. And it's all understandable. And yet the Zohar comes and just reinforces that this whole concept that Abraham is a metaphor for the soul before the tikkun is completed. And Sarah is the body before the tikkun is completed. And this is discussing, well, what's going to happen after I'm reunited with the soul that left me so many years ago. Are we still going to have the same pleasure that we had? What is the purpose? It's just raising all kinds of questions about the resurrection. The soul has left the body. We haven't communicated for years. Now, there is a teaching that on the Yahrzeit, the death anniversary of each body, the soul returns to that grave. But the body isn't there. The body's decayed. And the only thing that's left is the loose bone that's waiting for the resurrection to take place. And before the resurrection takes place, there will be an announcement. The question is, will we be able of hearing the announcement? Can we receive that announcement? And that's a function of our connection to the Creator.
Would that be called a bat kol?
That's what he called a bat kol. That's correct.
Okay.
Every day there are bat kol. There are different announcements. And if you're connected, you're able to hear them. And some people can hear some and not others. It's all part of the strength of your intuition, the strength of your connection.
Well, I think that was the voice I heard of the lady 2 days in a row. And yet you told me there was nobody else on. But I heard this voice saying, I'm here. And that was the question I asked Friday night before Shabbat. What was that voice? I said I wasn't going crazy. And that was the answer I got this morning.
Yeah, and you told us that answer, and you know, I have no reason to doubt that statement, Anna. We've been student teacher relationship for 7 years.
Well, I found a handout from 2012, so I think it's been that long.
That's 8 years then. So, and I've experienced things with you that lead me to understand why you heard that voice and what it is.
Well, when the voice told me to go check Tikkun 21 from the Tikkun in Zohar, I knew that wasn't me, so that would have been the last book I would have checked. But I did order it when you mentioned, but I saw we didn't really need it because you had the handouts. But like I tell you, of all the books that are handouts or commentaries, the Tikkun Zohar is the hardest one. Just every once in a while, we get
a no question.
Yeah. But I think that's meaning that it's going to make more sense to us now. You know, maybe we've had enough learning from Zohar and all that it's the next go round is going to be easier.
Baruch Hashem. Pasuk 135. Wakud shabarichu amar hayipale. Hashem, may Hashem davar lamoed, mahu lemoed, oto hayadua, etzli leha hayot, ametim, usara bain, melamed sheit hadesh, kiven shalosh Shanim. The translation, and the Holy One, blessed be He, said, is anything too hard for Hashem? At the time appointed. What is meant by the time appointed? This is the time that is known to me for the resurrection of the dead. And Sarah shall have a son. That is, it shall be revived as a 3-year-old. My commentary. This pasuk is clear as written. Why will the body be resurrected as a 3-year-old? Or does it mean that the resurrection process will take 3 years if it is done through human technology? Questions, comments, thoughts.
What do you mean by human technology?
We can grow clones of cows today, right? We can take a DNA strand and grow the same cow, the clone of the cow, and that's
right.
That cow had a soul before it passed, and it has a soul after it passed. Are they the same soul? We don't know, because we don't really think in terms that animals have souls. But they do. They have a nefesh level of soul, the animal soul. So that human technology is under development. Now, is it a positive thing or a negative thing? That's a different discussion. But the technology exists to clone the DNA, and a loose bone will have DNA.
Well, I remember back when they cloned Dolly. You remember, wasn't she a sheep, I believe? And
yes,
I don't think I've heard. I haven't heard anything about cloning since that time, so maybe that's why it just didn't. That was a long time ago.
Wasn't that long ago. It's within the last 10 years.
Well, that's long ago. It wasn't yesterday, for sure.
No, yesterday everybody's dealing with it. But, you know, what is the technology that is being developed now for the vaccine, the one that got approved today or yesterday? It's basically taking the part of the DNA strand, the RNA, and it's duplicating that and using that as the vaccine against the virus. So the technology has been improving and developing. We just, unless you're a scientist reading the technical journals, you're not aware of it.
Well, I thought the vaccine was the answer, but I don't think that's the answer. So.
Well, the answer is Teshuvah. Always. The answer is Teshuvah. Verse 136. Amar Rabbi Yehuda v'Rabbi Simon Kewan Shehan Shama Mizonet Miziwa Shel Ma'ala Kudsha Barichu Omer Leoto Hamalach Anikra Goma Lach lech uvaser leguf peloni sheani atid lehachayoto lamoed sheani achaye et hatzadikim leatid lavo wehu meshiv achare beloti. Haitali edna achare beloti be'afar v'shakanti be'adama Ve'akal besari rima ve'gush afar. The translation, Rabbi Yehuda, the son of Rabbi Shimon, said, because the soul is replenished by the splendor of above, the Holy One, blessed be He, tells the angel Duma, go and inform the body of such and such, that I shall resurrect it in the future, at the appointed time, when I shall resurrect the righteous. And it replies, after I am grown old, shall I have pleasure. After I have waxed in the dust, and have dwelt in the soil, and worms have eaten my flesh, and I am a clod of earth, shall I be resurrected? My commentary, this pasuk is clear as written. This pasuk is verbalizing the doubts that many people have in their thoughts. It is a Kabbalistic custom, minhag, to ask the groom and the bride separately, are you sure? What about this with respect to the other person? What about this trait that he or she is known for? The purpose is to raise doubts, to eliminate them before the wedding. Everyone has doubts. It is how you react to them that matters. Questions, comments, thoughts.
Well, the thought that came to me was love is blind. I do think we had a lesson or verses at one time where he's in charge of knowing where every body is buried.
That's correct. That is why he's in this verse. Duma is the angel who's the responsibility to know where every body is buried and where every soul, when the time of the resurrection comes, he will be responsible to make sure that the soul gets to the right body.
Mm-hmm. So in a way, that kind of puts our doubt to rest, because Angel Duma kind of take that responsibility for us.
Well, I'm not sure we would have the responsibility to know that the soul that comes into the resurrected body is the same one that left it. That would be, well, I would think that the marriage relationship between the body and soul, no matter how long it's been, would be sufficiently strong that you would know if it's the wrong person.
Well, I took it to mean just doubts about the resurrection.
It is doubts about the resurrection. But it's those doubts can be as deep as that. Those doubts can be as deep as, how can I be sure that the soul is going to be the same soul? You know, many people have many different thoughts that you and I and somebody else doesn't have. Everybody's thoughts, you know, the human species represents the vessel of the endless world. So, you know, all of those different aspects of what is of the human people, those thoughts, they're there. Those doubts are there. And unless they get addressed, unless we work to eliminate the doubts, we're allowing Amalek into the resurrection, and that's not going to happen. But it's up to us to remove the doubts. And that's what this verse in the Zohar is asking us to do, to reflect on whatever possible doubts you would have. Just as the custom in the Kabbalah Center and in any student of Kabbalah, before you get married, you have to raise the doubts. Because if you don't raise them, they get buried. And they come out later.
Mm-hmm.
They come out as a cancer, God forbid. Not as a cancer physically, but a cancer in your thoughts and how you reflect upon your spouse. And as you said, love is blind, which is why many in the Orthodox tradition does not allow love to enter into the relationship before marriage. It's arranged. And it's still being arranged in many, many of the sects of the Orthodox. I think I've said before, I asked my daughters if they'd like me to arrange a marriage because I was probably the best one that would get the right partner for them. And, of course, they told me no because they're modern generation. And I raised them that way because I wasn't into the Kabbalah until they were about the time of getting married, so... But let's move forward because this is the last verse, number 137 in this section, and we can complete it today.
Okay.
Kucha barichu omer lanshama hahibikti vayomer Hashem el Avraham gomer hayipale me Hashem davar l'moed hayadua etzli v'chachayot et hametim lashuv elecha oto haguf shehu kadosh mechudash kivarishona liot chem malachim kadoshim b'oto hayom Ati lefanai leismocha vahem hahidiktiv yehi kavod Hashem leolam yismach Hashem b'maasav alkein madahana. The translation, the Holy One, blessed be He, says to the soul, as it is written, and Hashem said to Abraham, is anything too hard for Hashem? At the time appointed, which is known to me, I will resurrect the dead. I will return to you that same body which is sacred, renewed as before, because you are like the holy angels. And that day shall be merry for me, and I shall rejoice in them, as it is written. May the glory of Hashem endure forever. Let Hashem rejoice in his works. It's the end of the Midrash HaNe'elam. My commentary. This pasuk is clear as written. Perhaps this is the meaning of 3 years above. The body, the soul, and Hashem shall all have pleasure together in the unity. Questions? Thoughts?
Well, when comments. It says nothing is too hard for Hashem, it makes me think of the Midrash that said that Sarah didn't even have a womb, a uterus.
Correct.
You know, so humanly possible, it would have been, no, that's not possible. But with Hashem, everything is possible. So it gives credence to our faith in the resurrection.
Is it faith or is it knowledge?
Probably. Well, I like to think it's a little of both, but knowledge would be probably the better. Because of being God.
To have knowledge, you have to experience it.
Mm-hmm.
The question is, have we ever experienced the resurrection? And the answer is, every time we incarnate, there's an aspect of resurrection. So you bring with, the soul brings with it that same tikkun that it left when it died in the previous incarnation. But we don't remember it. But we can awaken those memories, and based on that awakening, we can experience the resurrection, at least that aspect of the reincarnation, and that can give us the certainty associated with knowledge. That's what the Zohar is in this section, and it's been a long section. We've taken a while to get through this one, but that's what this section has given us the opportunity to awaken the process of becoming certain in the resurrection rather than a very valid process called faith. But that faith is something that needs to grow into knowledge, and knowledge can only come from experience. If there's no more commentary or concepts, we have one more class tonight and one tomorrow morning. Tonight is a Zohar class for section 11 of Parashat Emor. And tomorrow morning we will be studying Psalm 82. Have a wonderful holiday. Pesach Sheni, which is the holiday of second chances, the energy of second chances. Enjoy your matzah tomorrow morning and possibly tomorrow night. Shalom Gadol. Shalom to all.
Thank you. Shalom, thanks.